As a result of COVID-19, many businesses moved either fully or partially online. Many employees have transitioned from working in office to working from home. With this transition, there has been a shift of cost and expenditures. Different businesses have had to cope with this in different ways. Now, as COVID-19 wanes in America and the CDC has become more lax in its regulations, there's plausible evidence suggesting that the offices of corporate businesses and enterprises are starting to reopen.
My name's Anna Stansbury, and I'm a labor economist. Just finished my economics PhD at Harvard. I think what you're seeing is you're seeing many companies moving to a model where they give the option to work from home, or they have, you know, work from home on Fridays or Mondays and Fridays or something, but they still value having some physical time in the office, even if the job in principle can be done totally remotely. So I think that's what we're mostly seeing a move towards.
So what is the happy medium? According to Gartner data, 94% of mid-sized businesses will have some mix of in-office, remote, and hybrid employees when they reopen their offices. Additionally, because of the switch to remote working schedules, there is a shift of cost, either from employer to employee or vice versa.
There are a whole different set of costs that are born, but also benefits that arise as a result of this shift from office space to online.
During the pandemic, Carol Gale, founder, president, and CEO of Special D Events, learned as an employer how to balance cost savings with new expenditures as a result of the newly adopted hybrid work-from-anywhere schedule.
Since the pandemic, there's no question that we'll remain virtual. I think it was definitely a cost savings for me as an employer. But more than anything, it's what the employees want. The cost savings do, you know, you have to balance that against, you know, the expenses that we are going to cover now for employees. We're going to give people stipends for, you know, office supplies and computers and things like that. But in addition, in order to maintain our company's culture and develop a community among all these wonderful remote workers, I anticipate holding more events as an employer myself. So some of the savings that you have when you don't have a building are offset by what we're going to need to do to maintain a strong company culture and community.
Jamie Hodari, co-founder and CEO of Industrious, a workplace provider, speaks more about how a majority of companies are now using a hybrid schedule.
From almost every one of our customers, we are seeing something that could be defined as a hybrid approach. There are very few companies that are saying employees need to be in the office 5 days a week, and there are even fewer companies saying that employees essentially, you know, work from home all the time. So for most companies, it involves a few days a week in the office and a few days a week from home. And I think that's very consistent. Again, what I think is a little bit surprising is for employees that have the option of, for those days where they're not going to go into the main headquarters space, for employees that have the option of a local, you know, 5-10 minutes from home workplace, more employees are choosing to go into that, you know, 3 or 4 days a week than working from home than we would have expected. And so as a result, I guess I would conclude in part that a lot of the advantage of working from home is about avoiding commute, but people really do miss their colleagues and they do want social interaction. So if you can resolve those two things for someone, for a lot of employees, that would be the kind of highest and best workplace option.
So because of COVID-19, many offices won't be opening fully and many employees won't be returning to work physically full time, but rather employers will be implementing work from anywhere hybrid schedules.